Итак, сегодня
so today,
я буду говорить
I will say,
немножко неординарную тему.
Or speak maybe not your ordinary message, because this message, it shocked and covered me. So, message is called, Taken Out of the Calling. What I will say today is not for the crowd. What I will say today and address today is what the Father himself said in a certain place. I'll explain to you what I mean here. And this message is addressed to a certain category of people, so beloved. We were sitting with guys, with friends at the restaurant, some were just sharing stories. And at that moment, I get covered by the glory of God. I'm covered by an open vision, and I start seeing things, and again and again shook me. And you know what, beloved? Today I'll say some things, and if this is messages for you, you will clearly know in your spirit that this is for you. So, beloved, taken out of the calling, what is that? I was sitting, and I couldn't eat. I had to support myself. I didn't explain to anybody. Yeah, maybe people thought that I went somewhere to the bathroom or whatnot, or call someone. But truthfully, I left because the glory covered me, and I needed to write down these things into my book. So, beloved, I want to talk to those, and you'll know in your spirit that is you. Those that have been taken out by the devil out of your great big calling and destiny. This message is not for the crowd, but for those that Father has prepared for great big things. This word is not for those that go in, they're walking in their call, but those that did not enter into their call, they have been taken out of it. Beloved, I've seen a shocking picture. I saw masses of guys and girls, young men and women. I was amazed. I said, Lord, what is this? And he says, my word is for these people only. You know, there are many categories of people that fight things, or the ones that walk in their calls already, people that pray and dream about their dream. And he said, Son, do you know that I have people that have been born on this earth, strategically born, that have been placed to bring something big, not just speak their mind here. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that have been born strategically for such a time as this, they have been trained and brought up. I know I'm one of those. I went through that. And I know how powerfully, how hard not to lose your mind. Not even talking about entering your call. I'm not talking about crowds. I'm talking about people, individuals that can't do anything with themselves. From the very childhood, in some strange way, they know they don't look like anybody else. I'm speaking to those people right now. Listen to me very carefully. And God tells me, Son, do you know that the devil, in the spirit realm, all of his army, they see these people. And when I looked at them, I was amazed. I started seeing people in the spirit with seals upon their heads, like markings upon their shoulders, on their arms. And I said, Lord, what is that? He said, these are my ranks and levels. And I said, Lord, these people, they look different than other people. In the spirit realm, you can see them. They had, I can't even say, should I say it or should I not say it? I'll say it probably. I saw it's tattoos like light. I didn't understand what it was. These people were shining light. Their calling was written all over them, on them. You think the devil doesn't know who you are? Every time when you wake up with the light of God, it is written all over you what you were born to do. Yeah, this is one of those messages where I said, Lord, are you sure you want me to say it? Because it's quite radical. And you have to understand what I'm saying here. Again, it's hard for me to say it right now because I am completely covered by the glory. Yeah, I'm speaking to you, those that are sitting and playing computer games hours and days. They're tied by pornography, alcohol, and drugs. Tied up by the spirit of this realm and the spirit of religion, you should have been influencing your cities by now, influencing the spiritual atmosphere in your nation. Move spiritual mountains and have authority of the rulers of this world, because this is what you were born to do. I saw these people and I saw them bound by simple things. And this is what we're going to talk about.
And
I know one thing. I saw an angel that was tattooing my arms. And I said, Lord, what is this? He was tattooing just different symbols and signs. He was putting things into me. And I said, Lord, what is that? And the Lord says, your call, your destiny, your dream. It is written all over you. It was a long time ago. And I saw these shiny beings, things of light. They were from different countries. And some of them I saw some serious, serious rankings and calls. I saw things like millions of people, millions of souls. And they're called, they're supposed to bring millions, not tens of thousands, but millions. I saw these people, and the devil knows.
And
I saw with his eyes how he sees these people. For them, it's horror. Listen here, because those of you that this message is going for you, your pastors that are clueless and they're bound by the spirit of this realm, they don't even know who sits in the back of the pews, because these leaders are blind. All they want is to get fat and to get rich. They don't know who sits in their pews.
На их лавочке сидят будущие чемпионы.
Future champions sit there. Not those that want to raise up, but in their spirit, they have been predestined. You say, how is that? It's not for everybody. Listen to me very carefully. Again, I say this message is not for everyone. These people, they are different. They are separate from the other crowds. You can discern them because they are not satisfied with anything. Rule number one. If you are part of that crowd, you will never be satisfied with anything for a long time. This is category number one. He said, you'll say some things, and I wrote them down. The criteria is how these people will know that this is for them, that this message will go into their spirit. So if you know this person and this message has not gotten to him yet, just make sure that he gets this message. Because supernaturally, inside this message, there's another message. And those that need it, listen, certain things when I preach, I don't say some stuff. Because inside that message, there's another message. It's like a code and for certain individuals, and I've seen that as well. Oh, yeah. Now your mind is boiling. You said you want to hear this message, so listen to it now. Some think that everyone is equal before God. Probably many years ago when I just came to God, I thought of that as well, until I sat down and really read the Bible. Why did God select Gideon and nobody else? Explain that to me. Listen, category upon that individual, a destiny was written upon. Beloved, one time, I am just dreaming for some of you just to see who are the real chosen children of God. When I saw them, listen to me, I got scared. I got fearful. When I saw them, for me, it was shocking. I said, Lord, what is this? I could have called them the children of light. I couldn't understand. They looked like humans, and yet they looked somehow different. I can't explain that. How? It's if they're from the same breed, but it's like rocks. They're all rocks, right? But they're all different rocks. And I saw these individuals that upon their foreheads, upon their arms, upon their ears, on the cheeks, on the neck, on their arms, on the side, on the hips and legs, things were written that I couldn't comprehend. I did not have that knowledge, but I knew that something is different about them. Quite often, these individuals and these people that listen to me, they don't know. But something is burning you up, and you don't understand. What is this? It's your destiny that has been written on you by God. It will not let you sleep, eat, breathe. All that garbage that you inhale and take into yourself, you're not going going to be satisfied with it because you're going to rise up and you're going to just dig and dig until you get to that destiny. And if you will not get to the destiny that God has placed for you, you will die as a very unhappy person because you will not fulfill your destiny. This message is very serious. If you'll say, I haven't received anything in my spirit, then this message is not for you. I give you a warning. Oh, you say, I didn't understand the message. Exactly. It's meant for some to understand and some for not to understand it, not get it completely. Because it's not for everybody. This message is going on the level of the spirit. And right now, you don't even understand, you can't even comprehend what's going to happen with you in a year or year and a half. You don't even know what is being sown into your spirit. I have seen it. Just be very, very careful when you say, when you don't understand some things. When you say that you don't understand something, that could be that bomb, that explosive power that you need. I'm just obedient to my father and I do what he tells me to do. Some think that with God everybody's equal. No. He's complete, perfect love is for everybody, yes and amen. But when it comes to callings and destinies, it's different. Why did he choose David, Daniel? Why not others? Why not everybody? But they have answered the call. Who? Gideon answered? An angel came to him and he was just talked to him and Gideon didn't even have a chance. Right now, I'm speaking to Gideons, to Davids, and Esthers, and Ruths. I'm speaking to you right now. The other crowd, you can do whatever you want, what nonsense that you do. You're saved. Continue that way. I'm speaking to champions that have to transform this world. I'm speaking to the categories of people that will change this planet. Oh, I don't understand that. Yeah, that's why this message is not for you. The ones that understand, your spirit is ripping apart if this message is for you, because this is that food that has been selected by God to feed you. You don't understand what is it exactly, but you're being ripped apart because you have been born for something bigger than you see. You try to feed from someone, from a brother next door. Do you even know who you are? All these men, you should be feeding them by thousands. Hello? Oh, very strange message. Yeah, I give you a warning. This is not my usual message, Sunday message. God showed me masses of young men and women, men and women, of destiny. By not entering their destinies, they were taken out by Satan strategically out of their destinies and calls. The devil knows those that have been chosen by God. You hear me? You know why it's so hard for you? Because you don't, by not knowing who you are, you give in under these pressures and attacks of the devil. You don't understand. Who am I? That this level of just destruction go against me. I'll tell you who you are. You are son and daughter of light. Upon you, his destinies are written all over upon you. You have to wake, get up from these ruins because you're an original. There are none like you. You have to move your destiny. Because it's up to you if masses will be saved. It's up to you, the salvation of millions. And I'm talking to those people right now. I'm talking to them right now. Oh, listen to me very carefully. Next Sunday, you'll get your 5 steps for breakthrough, but today is a different message, and maybe you'll break through. Hallelujah. While listening to this message, you will be transformed in your spirit, because right now I'm talking with the message from the Father, not into your mind, but into your spirit. My spirit cries out into the spirit of those people, and they might not understand. They swallow that pill from God and start supernaturally reform on the inside. Does anybody understand me? You'll say, this is occult, this is witchcraft. You know what?
что дети Бога не двигаются в Его славе.
Supernatural comes out of God, but because His children are not moved in His glory and in His signs and wonders and miracles, and because they don't move, and it's all taken out, and the devil uses it, and he is so unworthy of anything, can't even stand next to you.
Послушайте внимательно.
Listen to me very carefully here.
Знаете ли вы, что давайте you know that,
let's take one of the stories. First story. Story of Samson. Do you know that that man was taken out of his destiny before he ever entered it? He did not become a judge of Israel. He did not deliver Israel. He died the death of suicide. He lacked eyes. They poke his eyes out. And I don't believe that that's how anointed men and women should die. No, but he had one thing. He was chosen. And that was an individual of destiny. God gave us that story so we can read it and learn a lesson so we could understand what is happening in the destinies of these people. What's unique is that when I saw these individuals in the spirit, demonic activity was around them. The demons were activated so powerfully around them. If you take a regular person, a regular group of people or churches, attacks would go periodically, sometimes against these people. I said it's like bees swarming. I can't even explain it. You know when you just shake a beehive and everything follows you. No matter where you go, there's this bees following you. Just, this is how it looked in the spirit realm. They can't go anywhere. There's an attack after attack, attack after attack, and they don't understand what's happening. If this is you, again, this is a confirmation. If this is you, that you're just constantly going from one thing into another, someone betrayed you there. This divorce, children left and whatnot, losses, and you know, here you're trying to drink your way out of a problem. Listen, you're a man or woman of destiny. The devil tries to do absolutely everything possible. He pushes all the buttons because he sees who you are. You're the most dangerous radioactive thing in that city. Believe me. Church, believe me. Oh, Jesus. Every Samson, quote unquote, will have a serious battle with his Delilah, quote unquote. Some strange people brought it out down to the level of sexual attacks. What if you're happy in your family? What attack are you talking about? Listen here. Delilah, it's not just sexual attacks. Delilah, the spirit of Delilah, it is, what do you need, Samson? What should I give you, beloved? Listen to me very carefully. Some of you have to discern your Delilahs. Sometimes it's not even a woman. Sometimes it's not a man. I'm speaking as a spirit of Delilah, what the Lord showed me. I said that the spirit that will bring you everything that your soul desires. I've seen uncovered areas with these individuals. I saw wounds in their lives, and I saw that spirit was working to cover those wounds with the spirit of Delilah with its power. Listen, some of you have to understand that. Right now you're sitting and saying, I don't understand. The ones that need to hear this message, they clearly understand what I'm saying. It goes in their spirit and it changes them. Right now you're receiving knowledge to do what the Lord has called you to do. New Testament, the New Translation of the Bible. Let's read Judges.
Просто почему в этом моменте Далида была
in that moment, Delilah, for instance, was a spirit of from the side of a sexual side.
Там, когда была атака на Самсона, секса не было. У Самсона было
When attack went against Samson, it wasn't really sexual. He just had an open area. From Delilah, this attack came, and the destruction of Son of Light happened. Let's read Judges 16:6. I'm reading a new translation. And Delilah said to Samson, you know, the spirit, it asks, it inquires, it is so ready to give you whatever it is you require. And Delilah asked Samson, tell me, I pray, wherein your great strength lies. And for instance, somebody might ask, what is that upon you anyway? You, Samson, do you even understand yourself, what is on you? Do you understand that you're not simply Samson,
but
it is up to you. If you walk in your call, if you get in your call, Israel will receive freedom. And Israel, according to the prophecies, when Samson was born, he was supposed to deliver Israel. Beloved, and I look, and I see certain things, and you know, some of you are confused and say, whatever the Lord has prepared for me, it all will happen. No, it won't. Tell me, do you believe that the devil is stupid and he doesn't know anything? No.
Do you know
who continues to attack? The one that knows that it is possible to knock someone out of their destiny. Stop, right now I'm going to just explode your brain dead. Some say if the Lord has prepared it, if he's predestined it, it's going to happen. You know what? You can ruin it for yourself. Yeah, you will do it yourself because God has created men and women in his image and likeness, so you can't create things. And you can't destroy things. Yeah, you'll be responsible for what's going to happen. The devil, he's not stupid. He attacks that. He does not waste his time on those. You know, he knows strategies. He's a warrior. He's not going to throw legions of, soldiers into those things that are not dangerous. He's not stupid. Yeah, he fell off heaven, but he's not stupid. Sometimes, I'll say sometimes he has amnesia. He forgets where he's going. He forgets, and you have to remind him. But he knows what he's doing anyway. Listen. Tell me, will you continue filling out application to work if they don't hire anybody at that time? You're going to fill out the application when there are positions. So the devil knows that everything can be fixed, everything can be turned around, human DNA can be fixed. Remember how he did it with Nephilim? And giants, angels of God coming down into the women and humans. And we understand that these were the watchers of heaven. And then they had a thing with women. Yes, it is possible to pervert the DNA. And the Lord was saddened and why he created humans. And explain that to me. It says that you have an ability and authority that you don't even understand or comprehend. It speaks of if something is written upon you, you can fulfill it. Not only can you, but you can do it even better than you initially thought. That everything is turning around. That means that you shouldn't say, and this is my destiny, I'm going to lay on my couch like a couch potato, eat chips, watch movies, and fear tsunamis, and my breakthrough will come. No. Stir up foods. No, the Lord says, you can change all things. I'm speaking to the people of destinies. They know. Right now, words come into their spirit. You can't even understand. Before, you heard stuff and you couldn't change anything. But now, when the words are spoken through the Holy Spirit, the right time and the right place, and you say, I can change everything. Yes, you're born for that. You are born for that. The devil knows what you can't, that he can't pervert. Yes, you cut off the hair off the Samson, poke his eyes out. You could change the destiny another way. You can't pervert the plan of God. That is why he does it. That's why he's successful. But children of God have to understand that. If you can work in the minus, you can work in the plus. If he creates whatever he wants according to his plan, that means I can do all that he says. And he has no limit. Can you imagine what powerful God we serve? My God. It has to just explode. And you say, Lord, I can change everything. I can change my country. Yes, people like that existed before you. All the strip clubs closed, all the prisons were empty. Someone did that before you. You say, that's a big man. And right now I'm speaking to these big men and women that the devil has taken out of the call strategically because you have that anointing upon you, great big anointing that was bigger than people that were before you. Because now you need more glory, more love to cover up whatever the spirit of this realm world is doing. Далила asked Samson, are you receiving something for yourself? Listen. Далила asked Samson, tell me, I pray, wherein your great strength lies, and with what you might be bound to subdue you? With what? Again, look. What? Other words, spirit. Simply looks. What can bind you? No, Superman. It was kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
You know, and we're not speaking here about Superman here. We're talking about the fact that every Samson and every anointed person has been born to create something big upon this earth. There's something that you can bind them with. It is written here. With David, there was a moment where he got in trouble and he got embarrassed. So, beloved, we understand all these things. What you might be bound, with what you be bound to subdue you. And this thing will try to go through different keys to get to you. Alcohol, no. Sex, no. Let's try authority, power. Check that out. Now you have a name. Thanks. People thank you and they praise you. Because just like you react towards hate, you'll react the same way towards the glory. You should have no reaction whatsoever. Thank you, yes, thank you. May the Lord bless you. Because tomorrow that person can stab you in the back, and I'm a witness to that. Just the ones that worship you, and then they search for a way not to just wound you, but to destroy you. So it's okay. You know, if you're worshiping me, I'm going to keep you away from me. Don't even come close to me. Why? Because I fear. Be normal. Hello. Everything's okay? We're continuing? We're moving on? And with what you might be bound to subdue you? Interesting question. And Samson's supposed to tell her? Yeah, that's exactly what he did at the end. That spirit sits upon you for such a long time until it finds the key. And will not just attacks you, listen to me carefully. There are spirits that attack, and there are spirits that please. These are not bad spirits. They're good. You understand what I'm saying? These spirits, they're not causing you pain. They bring you pleasure. What should I give you? Oh, just place your head upon my shoulder, upon my knees. We're going to cut your hair off soon. The spirit of Delilah, it's a demonic spirit, has been sent by the devil to cover those areas that are not covered by the blood of God, Jesus. So wounds or an exposed place, it could be just about anything in the life of a man. Don't think that is a sexual attack. Not always. It could be that, but it's not only that. The spirit of Delilah could be just many, many things. And the goal of that spirit, any way, any price, to take you out of your destiny. Samson, by not entering his destiny as a judge of Israel, was taken out by the devil in a strategic plan. Beloved, listen. This message is so serious to those that I'm speaking to, because from this, everything, all the revivals of your countries and cities are based upon that. If you will rise up or not, millions of destinies are based upon that. If you will rise up, millions will be saved. You can't even imagine what I'm saying right now. This is so serious. This is not an occasional step-by-step message. You know what? The whole city and the whole nation, it's up to you if they're going to be saved or not. Your country, it's all upon your shoulders. You say, I don't know, it was never done before me. You can't even imagine what the Lord has prepared for the last days. Stop looking in the past and looking for for confirmation. The Lord creates everything new that you can't confirm it in anything. You can't find that. Because the Lord says, I make all things new. Write them down because they are truth, John. I make all things new. God desires to raise up these individuals. He desires to raise up these conquerors that went through everything and came out victorious. Yes, you're searching for support. No one can help you in your situation because no one was in that situation before you. Does anybody understand what I'm saying here? And a consultant sits there, fixes his glasses. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Bad? Tell me, what do you dream about? To transform my nation. What? He has no answer for that. These psychiatrists and psychologists or counselors, what they're going to give you medicine. That's it. And you'll be happy swallowing that pill. And you're going to be saving nations. There are pills that make you so unstoppable. And those that took them, they know what I'm talking about. We're not talking about that right now. Listen. Some things you will not understand at the moment, but your spirit will be transformed. One thing that will happen with you, supernatural unsatisfaction will come to you in that place where you are at the moment and the things that you do. The goal of this message is to get to you, to your spirit, and by not understanding, make you unsatisfied in all areas, make you hungry. So you get sick of the things that you do. So you get fed up with all these things.
So you
just take all these pills and they no longer work in your life. And so you just say, God, that's it, nothing works anymore. The goal of this message is to influence your spirit. So you'll say, I don't want anything anymore, Lord. I want what you want. Listen to me. I went through that process. I know. Moment comes in your life where it's easier to give in to the hands of God than continue doing what you're doing. Was anybody in that condition ever? Oh, yeah. I know that. No matter what I do, I'd watch movies and just a whole bunch of nonsense and garbage just to fill my head. No. I can't hear it. I can't hear it. And it'd come and cover me and cover me. I see a commotion and the Lord speaks through a commercial. You will do it. I went to watch movies, some sort of action movie, and the Lord shows you an open vision. Instead of that action movie, you see a picture, and you are preaching on the stage, and the one that they're filming in the movie and with all his powers cannot even stand next to you. Lord is selecting you. He's choosing you. You can't even go to sleep. Even when you go to sleep, you see dreams, and you feel this anointing, how you're imparting the fire and the glory and the anointing, his fire is upon you. You can't even comprehend what's happening with you. You wake up and say, Lord, you try to get that bottle, it's empty. You stretch your hands toward the remote control and there are no batteries. And say, Lord, what is this? He says, Sonny, you will never be satisfied. Daughter, you will never be satisfied. Yeah, you try to have all these children or adopt kids, try to build a house, try to fill your life with stuff. As soon as you step away from that, it covers you, your destiny. You try to buy a house, buy a car, just to get into all these dreams. And there's crisis. Everything is taken away. And the Lord says, no, I won't let you have it. You have to think about me.
You're
sitting on everything. You found some sort of guy or girl, and you got married and whatnot, and you see, and it's not yours. And you want to keep it, and it's not working. Why? Because the Lord says, I have a completely different destiny for you, a completely different individual. And you say, it works for everybody. And the Lord says, well, it's not for you. Why? Because you're a different person, different individual. You have been chosen for other things. Because right now he's gathering his children of light. Because right now he is speaking this message, and that this generation has to raise up. And I'm not just speaking simply here, but these hearts of champions, they have to rise up, because we're not going to achieve what they will achieve. This is why when I was receiving that message at the restaurant, step aside, I saw the Holy Spirit grieved. He said, tell my children, this is very important. If they will not rise up, millions will not come to God. Tell my children that continue to pray. Don't let anything just go as on its own. Continue praying. Continue crying out and knocking on heaven's door. Continue interceding. Continue making holes in walls. I will be with them when their time will come. I will be with them when their time and their hour will come. Oh, Jesus. My God. No matter how hard you try to quiet this voice, it will only get louder. And these ministers have been bought by the spirit of this realm, these sorry individuals. They don't even understand who sits in their churches. They see somebody who's just a nobody, a young man or a woman or whatnot. They don't understand that in the spirit realm, that these are young lions and lionesses, that soon they will influence the thinking and the mindset of the new generation. They can't even understand that the Lord will give them a voice. Yeah, I'm not talking about just preaching here. I'm talking that upon you there's a mantle of something that I can't even explain to you. I'm forbidden to see those things. What I saw is different levels and different ranks, and I didn't know what ranks, exactly ranks of what. But he said, in the process, it will all shall be revealed. I will reveal to them what I have written upon their arms, upon their bodies. Lord, many, many years, I'll say. My wife knows, Svetlana, she knows very good. I had a battle when I just came to God, not to lose my mind, and that's it. You can't even imagine. There was no talk about ministry, it was just war for my thinking, for my mind, for my understanding, just to hold on to God, don't let go, Lord. I wake up in the morning after occasional demonic attack. If I could just tell you what these people go through, and they go through that because I was there. You wake up in the morning, you go to sleep, and in the night, warlocks and demons come to you in different forms and images. They touch your soul, they attack you, rip you apart and whatnot. And in the spirit, you start to cry, Lord, why? You can't even sleep in peace because something is upon you. And you're crying out, Lord, choose someone else. Again, that is another thing, how you can find out that you have been called by God, because those that have been called, they usually don't want this calling. Another category is that call, and when you will try it, and you'll see, and you'll say, Lord, I don't want it. But you can't run away from it, because you have been born for this. You know what? I paid a serious price for this message. Oh, yeah. I'll not tell you what. I will not. Listen to me very carefully. For this message, I paid in the spirit realm a serious price. When you'll grow up, you'll understand. You think? It'll be all cheap. It'll be so easy. Everything will be brought to you on a plate. I'll stop here, because I can't say some things, because then you won't want anything anymore. Listen, I'm serious. All the anointed men and women that have been called by God to bring a voice, prophecies or words from the Lord in the spirit realm, they will pay a price. They will. Listen. I'll tell you what the Lord told me when I got tired. I'm serious. My wife Svetlana knows, I'd wake up in the morning. I didn't want to wake up. My blinds were shut. It was complete darkness in the room. Upon my night table, I was about 20-something. I had many different medicines to wake up, to fall asleep, and drugs for heart conditions. And my mom knows. She'd bring me medicine. She'd look at me and say, "What is wrong with my son?" I did not leave my house. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to see anything. I didn't want these attacks. I didn't know where to run away from it all. I did not know it. Will it ever stop? Lord, everyone around, all the pastors said, "You're crazy. You lost your mind. It doesn't happen to Christians. It doesn't happen to Christians." So guess what? What are you? You're not just a Christian. You are a son of God. Hello? And it doesn't happen to Christians. Listen. God told me these things. One moment where I shut myself in my house, closed all the windows, that's it. I couldn't look at anything, see anybody. I didn't want to call anybody, that's it. I stopped going to work. I just shut myself in my house, in my stinky duplex, and I was sitting there and crying. And I heard these words. I'll read them to you. After these words, for some reason, everything changed in my life. You know, you are tortured until when you still think that you'll have a way out. I just dropped a bomb right now. You can't even understand what I'm saying right now. You're tortured because you still think that you will have a way out. You know what I understood? I understood one thing. It's better for me to just give myself into the arms of God, into my destiny, to completely sell myself. God, tattoo, whatever you want upon me, wherever you want. I will go and go. Because it's easier to go that way than to just stand and resist and go through all these attacks. He told me, "You will never, ever be happy." I said, "Lord, I wanted to be happy." He said, "You will never be happy. You will never be satisfied if you will not go into your call and destiny, if you will not take up your place. If you run away from your destiny, you become happy, then the message is not for you. Turn off the TV." You hear me? Listen. If you will not take up your place, you were born and you are trained by me for this position, and nothing else will take up this place until the end of your life. Everything around you will tell you about your call, that you have not made it, if you will not enter. I said, "Lord, it's, you know what, this horror that I go through is worse than your destiny." So I opened up the blinds, I flushed all the pills into the toilet, and I said, "If I die, I die, but at least I'll do what the Lord told me." And this is where my breakthrough came. You want me to pray for you? You have to run away from me, because I'll pray something into you. And you'll say, "I listened to the message," and then I entered depression, and I say, "Amen, that you understood? I don't want anything. I listened to Andre's message. Now I don't want anything. All the pastors are different. Our messages are fleshy. I don't even know what songs those are. Lord, what's going on?" It's okay. It got to the right place. Hello. It means that inside of you, a bullet from God made its way into, and it will make you a different individual. You start seeing differently. And when everybody claps and just shouts, you spit up on that. Why? Because all of that is superficial. It's not from God. It's a fleshy thing. Come up with all these different ministries and different services to satisfy the soul, satisfy each other. How about I'll sing? How about I'll dance? How about I'll jump around? Will you like that? And the Lord sits there in heaven, and he groans, "When will his children rise up? Those that will say what they're supposed to say, that will do what they have been called to do, that will go through hell and come out and say, and they will preach to people about it, that will tell them, that will enter their destinies and calls in the address." You know what? What if? Me, wounded as I am, cut off feet and legs and whatnot, and crazy as I am, I'll go like that through all of my life. What will happen if I sell myself out, if I'm crazy for the love of Christ? You know what? What will happen? I wanted to sit on myself. You'll say, yeah, I'm so crazy. Amen. I'm testing. What's going to happen with me in a year? What's going to happen in 5 years? What's going to happen in 10 if I continue to be in His glory? 6 years ago, our church is fairly new, 6 years old this winter, and I couldn't even imagine that we'd be in His glory. I couldn't fit in my head that we will have open portals. I couldn't even imagine that angels would be just a daily occurrence, that open-eyed visions will happen all the time. You'll have gold, oil, supernatural gemstones and feathers appearing and things like that. And I say, Lord, what do I want? And then I say, Lord, I want more. I want more. I don't know how much more there is, but I want more. You know what I want the most, though? Reformation of Christianity. This is what I desire.
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah. This things might come and go, but what I want is reformation of Christianity. Is that a lot? Yeah, I want to see if it's going to work. Because you can't get worse than this. We've said that Satan is an idiot and whatnot and blah, 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 things like that. You can't be normal now. So what if, church? We will go till the end in God. What if we'll spit on all opinions and authorities and all these people that can't even understand what you're born to do? What if I will come out from these useless churches and hangouts and say, God, I want more than all of this religious nonsense. I want more. I don't know what I want. I know what I don't want. All you need is at least to know what you don't want. I don't want that. I don't want this. You, get away from me. And this is how we walk. Trusting God. Believe only into His destiny. Look into the future. Believing into the unseen, proclaiming those things that are not as if they are, dreaming about those that other people point and say, you're crazy. And what's interesting is that I've already received the things that I've dreamed about, even more. Apparently, it all works, church. Apparently, there are people, key people, that have to hear this message, have to raise up. Stop waiting for anointed men and women. You're that anointed man. You are the one. You can't even imagine what sort of bomb I just dropped upon you. You're waiting for anointed men and women. I say, you are the one that has to rise up. They are waiting for you. For you. You know when you understand that you have to change something? When you stop feeding off other people, when these books no longer satisfy you, it's not that you're prideful or strange and whatnot. No. You search from God. Tell me, how many times can you go through the same grade, fifth grade, sixth grade? How many times? How many times are you going to do it over and do it over? But eventually you'll finish it, right? Eventually, 5 years in the 10th grade, for instance. Tell me, you should know everything by heart by now. Beloved, I don't want to listen to this message, not because I don't love Him and I'm prideful. No, it's just that I heard it like 50 times. That spirit that He's speaking about and what He dreams about, I've went through it already. It's not pride. I've been there. I've done that. What He dreams about, it's not that interesting. Why? Because I was there. What He dreams about, Lord, give us ability to feed the poor or whatnot, or give them t-shirts. Yeah, everybody got fed, everybody put t-shirts on. Adidas and Nikes. Where's the reformation? Where's the fire? Listen, you know how God was able to feed thousands with two loaves? he can give shoes to everybody with one pair of sneakers. I believe into crazy things. I believe that you should do those things that you have been born by God to do, and you'll see what he'll do in your life. Beloved, we are the witnesses in Germany. The tithes and the offerings, many people, accountants, that counting over the offerings, and they're watching in Germany right now. And they know those guys, they counted, masses of accountants, and everything multiplied by 6,000 euros. Yeah, I understand if it was 6,000 less, somebody was involved in it, but when you counted everything over and over, and at the end of the conference, every single offering was counted and written, everything was collected in different packets, and at the end, they counted it over, and they said, how many do we have of this currency? 50 stack of 50 euros? We said, we don't know where it's coming from, but it's an extra stack of 50s. I believe into crazy, radical, supernatural things, into multiplication of food, clothing, multiplication of everything that you require and need, and not what you desire. Ah, that's where the problem is. Because sometimes you want and you don't need it. That is why I believe in the supernatural multiplication to those things that we need. Give us our daily bread. Daily bread, not tomorrow.
For this day.
You have something in your refrigerator to eat?
And you will have tomorrow something in your refrigerator.
Let God take care of everything.
Listen to me.
Я говорю к этим людям.
I speak to those people.
Вы другие.
You are different.
Вы отличаетесь от всех остальных.
You are different from others.
Вы не можете указать пальцем на то, что именно отличает вас от всех остальных.
You can't show what is different about you, but deep in your spirit, from your childhood, you are born for something greater.
И именно это не даст вам спокойно жить.
And that won't let you live on your daily. That's what happened to me.
Это не даст тебе.
It won't let you live normally, because you're not normal. You are born to be a champion. You are born to bring something. It's something crazy. People say it's crazy. Yes, because church has not gotten there where you live right now at. It's called children of light, those who bring things from heaven.
It's called первопроходцы, личности, которые.
Those.
Если я приношу то, что есть,
if I bring something that already exists, what's the point of it? It already exists. Let me bring something that has not been heard or seen. Let me bring something from heaven. I don't know what. I'll go see. I'll go check it out. Let's see what we can bring down. Something new. I want to walk in fire. In physical fire.
Or I want to see the glory of God.
I want the whole building to get on fire, physically on fire. What else do what I want? What else should I want? I believe. You know what I believe? I believe in Reformation. I believe that what is called now church is not a church, and it will be destroyed, and I believe that new will arise. You know how to know when new is coming? When old is not working?
Old
is not working. It's not working. That's it.
Amen.
Done.
Не надо суетиться, не надо спорить.
It's done.
Если оно работает, я бы об этом знал. Я читаю.
If it works, I would have known if it works, but it doesn't.
Нет, работает. Где двое или трое во имя его?
It works, it works.
А вы во имя его?
No, it doesn't.
Вы во имя бабла. И у вас семинар для бизнесмена. Во имя его?
In Jesus' name? No, in the name of money. That is just crazy.
Церковь соберется во имя его.
I want to see when church will arise in his name. Not in the name of money. Let's try that. In Jesus' name. In his name. All the dreams, let's just leave them and step in his name. And we'll see what will happen.
I know.
Something that won't fit in your head. That's a good idea. Look.
Многие из тех, к которым это относится, показал что-то настолько
радикальное,
что страх перед этим движением остановил вас.
Fear has stopped you.
Это моя вещь была. Но я знаю, что точно таким страхом удерживаются вещи, люди.
Fear is holding on to you.
Когда Иисус ко мне пришел, и Он показал мне
вещи,
вы знаете, я попытался...
You know, I tried.
Знаете, некоторые говорят, а может это было...
Maybe it was...
А может это было не наяву, а может это было...
Maybe it was a dream, or maybe I thought of it, or pictured it. When he came, when I call reality right now, it wasn't reality. It was just a toy world, where you have to know where the rules of the game are and just play it. To you, it's a reality. It's so much for you. No, it's not. You don't understand. It's not.
Не может на себя человек принять того, чему ему Бог не дал. Это я.
You can't get something that God didn't give you.
Это значит, что если тебе Бог дал.
So if God gives you something.
Слушай, когда-нибудь задай папе вопрос, папа, кто?
Ask him a question.
И увидь себя в реальном.
Let him
чтобы потом
show you to show you in his reality, not in this world's reality. You know, right now, millionaires are listening to me right now. They bring millions from heaven. They don't have to work a lot, they just bring it down. That's just the game. They know the rules. I don't believe in that. You don't have to believe. I will do what my father tells me to do. And I will conquer and win. Because I know the rules. And when he took me up, this world, this is not it. The principle of it, these are the principles to be with you, to follow you, to speak what you say, to give you the materials to build. And this will happen? Yes. That's what I do now. And I'm teaching you to do the same thing. You will see. Yes, my son, when he was little, he liked games. It was his world. And when you would destroy it, he would just cry for it. He said, no, I will build a new one, a better one. God created by his likeness. He put in his materials in you. He gave you earth to create, to build. We don't even know who we are.
We don't know who we are.
Why? Because the world, because the spirit of this world took over our mind, our understanding from our childhood. The spirit of this world just destroyed it. And we don't know who we are. We don't. But right now, kids of light are coming that will bring the information from Father. And you will see what will happen around. I love our prayers on Friday nights. Oh, we had a good time. I was just flying around. It was so good. I just didn't want to land back. It was so good. But I had to preach on Sunday. Many of those whose message this is for.
No, ладно, все. Это не к теме не относится. Хорошо, идем дальше. Многие из тех, к которым это относится, вам Бог показал, что настолько радикальное новое, что страх перед новым движением остановил вас. Бог мне показал вещи, и именно Он сказал, ты должен это принести. И именно то, что Он сказал,
я должен это принести, это полностью остановил. You know why? Because when He shows you what you have to do, everything that you that to do or dream to do stops.
Everything
you thought to bring on your own, it doesn't work. Because he took your mind, your understanding, he took your spirit, he took it out and he put in his dream. Now you're crazy by the standards of the normal world, this world. Because if you bring something that church doesn't look alike right now, many of you right now, you have not found any support. And that's why you stopped. Support? What support are you talking about? You don't need support. God is your support.
Ты рожден, чтобы тебя
you
никогда не поддакивали, а говорили не будет, потому что именно
атака,
она выявляет тебе
because
все чувства чемпиона.
Have,
а как только тебе дать суппорт и поддакивание, ты на этом уровне
be,
останавливаешься
you
и
will
замерзаешь,
level, and you will be satisfied with what you have. God, nobody loves me. Yes, everyone loves you. They just don't tell you about it. Because you don't need to know about it. Are you receiving anything for yourself? Oh, I feel good, great. I love dropping bombs from him. And looking at your faces. Listen to me right now.
Вы первопроходцы.
You are the first
у первопроходцев ones. Поддержки не может быть.
And you
почему?
Have no support. Why?
Потому что они первопроходцы.
Because you're the first ones.
Что?
What?
Первопроходец. Это тот, который разворачивается попой ко всем.
You're the first one to walk in front, and you don't see nothing, and you only show your butt to others. You just walk. You don't see anything. You see the victory. You only see the front.
It is с отбойным молотком.
And you walk with your
группа поддержки.
With your gun. And where is my support?
И там тетя Тамара, пророчица Дуся. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And there's one lady. Oh yeah, let's do it.
Что?
What?
Первопроходцы.
First ones. You know what they see?
Они должны сломать.
A wall that they have to break. They don't see the ones that are behind. They see the wall. That's the support. You don't need the support. Let's try it. The wall that we have to take down.
Brothers,
let's gather.
Because
Anjapalov is just horrible. Let's just gather together and do something against him. You're watching me right now, and you're not telling anybody that you're watching. You're a pastor. And you're not. You're watching, you don't want anybody to know that you're watching it. He knows that he's watching.
Его сейчас прям кувыркнуло около телека. Слушай. Реформация неминуема. Реформация неминуема. Все старое должно умереть.
Everything old has to die.
И Бог поднимает сынов и дочерей света. Не чтобы говорить плохое, плохое. Принеси новое.
Bring new.
Вот для чего мы здесь.
That's why we're here.
Не для того, чтобы что-то опустить.
Not to put something down.
Что-то принести от Бога.
But to bring something from God.
And when you bring something in,
everything will get go low itself.
У первопроходцев поддержки
the first ones to go don't have the support because you are the new
порода,
you are the new breed, new creation of heaven, you have no support. You will have
то,
those who go against you what will make you a champion.
Тебе не надо под Берестанью искать, кто со мной.
You don't need to look for somebody who's with you. Nobody is with you. You need to understand that nobody.
И тот, кто был, рассчитывает сдернет скоро. Потому что ты чемпионы первопроходцы.
You
потому что Бог тебя избрал. Почему? Потому что ты не боишься тьмы и стен.
To go the first one because you're not afraid of dark.
А у тебя остальных кластрофобия.
And there are all those fears of it.
А где хор? Хор. Споем. Нет, нету.
Where's the choir?
А что делать?
Where's the choir? Let's sing.
Отбойный молоток.
We don't have it. What do we do?
И долбить. А как
get
же
пророчества
не было, что на той стороне?
Hit.
Ты даже не ставишь. Мы не ждем, что на той стороне.
We're not
мы
waiting
будем,
for some support.
Свалим эту стену.
We need
говорим,
to just hit on the wall, destroy it.
Целое поколение будет входить в духовные порталы, в открытые.
The whole generation is gonna walk into open portals.
По всей земле люди будут приносить его славу.
People will just bring his glory down.
Это называется его церковь.
That's what his church is called. Welcome. That's what his church is.
Все авторитеты лягут, потому что все эти авторитеты не станут рядом. Знаете, что религия делает? Он удерживает всю церковь от знакомства с Богом. Потому что как только ты с ним познакомился, тебе лидера и авторитеты уже не надо. Почему? Потому что ты знаешь ровно столько, сколько и...
Nothing is gonna matter.
Они... А тут как бы уже теряется контроль.
Control is losing.
А то смотри,
look.
Света на небе была...
Светлана was in heaven. Татьяна just got something from heaven. What is that? You know what to do? Just get aside.
Let the new generation take over. Take over. Take over the band, take over the music.
Take over everything. The new generation. Let this last generation that was born to bring his glory, let them move. You will see how everything will explode, and everything that was old is going to...
Потому что оно там сидит, не потому что ему Бог сказал, а потому что он свое бабло там получает.
Because he's getting his money from there. Let somebody from this generation come in.
Кому не надо бабло.
Put somebody on there who won't need money.
Кому не надо признание и как я буду смотреться на этой видеокассете.
Or how they don't want popularity. And don't think how I will look on a CD or a DVD when they were going to watch me. Let them play on the drums. Maybe they're not as good, but they want God, not money. Because they're playing them and they're not doing it right or not playing the music right. They want God. Let them take over something that they will bring something new, something from the Spirit. In Spirit, they know what they want. And it's not popularity or money. It's God. Let them, your generation, the new, the fresh generation, to take over. Your only support is Holy Spirit. God created how you are. If God makes you go through it, you can go through it. And you will bring reformation to this world because it says all over you.
Перестань думать мелко.
Stop thinking little. Reformation is coming. Reformation of Christianity is coming. I understood it. You know what, God? I want to be in front. I want to be in front. I know a lot of champions will be along with me, but I want to be in front. I do. I want. I want to see how all this destroying new is coming. I want to see that. I like that. I want to see new lives, new testimonies, when you don't touch anybody but it works. Before you even do it, you just give them the CD and it already works and you don't have to do anything. And everybody's covered in the glory. And you're not even there at the conference, but they're already all under the glory. You are born to be a champion. And that it says all. It says it all. Give God glory.
Amen.
Let's just get up.